in all this, for me, the fundamental issue is why are we trying to create an impression that the vice president at that time did anything wrong by being invited to a meeting to discuss a petition simply because his brother was the petitioner? Remember that he was not the person in charge of the deliberations. The president at that time was in charge of the deliberations, but thought that it was fit and fair and proper for the vice president to also sit in the meetings whilst he was hearing both sides and thinking through with them how the issues could be resolved.
My little issue with this is that technically it is not wrong, because the vice president, you know, has sworn an oath to protect everybody, all and sundry. He didn't say I'm protecting all and sundry with exception of family people. So yes, you have a point in there. But the point is that even though it might be legally, technically right, there's some moral issues there, because maybe on hindsight, President Mills knowing very well that this is a company. It is a company that the vice president's brother is involved with, and so then if there's going to be any meetings or any petitions that's got to do with a company that Ibrahim Mahama is involved with, somebody could raise an issue of even a conflict of interest, as some people are trying to advance. An argument people are trying to advance that, look, yes, it is okay, he's the vice president, he has a right to do A, B, C, D, but this is your brother we're talking about. Just be careful, people do not read all kinds of meanings into this and make it look like, because engineers and planners is for a brother, you're going the extra mile to help your brother, secure more loans so that he can pay back merchant bank. Somebody might not understand it like that. I mean, I don't know if you understand where I'm coming from.
That is, if we just decide that, you know, we're not going to pay attention to the structure of what was happening. What was happening was that there was a president, a president who has ultimate responsibility and authority in the matter. It was that president who was being petitioned. And so it wasn't the vice president who was going to take any decision at that meeting. It was the president who was going to take a decision. Granted that the vice president's presence, you know, matters, but let's not also, you know, underrate the sense of fairness and judgment by the then president. So the physical presence of the vice president in that meeting will not change much. I mean, the truth of the matter is that in any case, if you look at the records, as I keep saying, nothing in the records, even of the bank's board meetings or correspondences, which some radio stations are holding and making references to, nothing in those records give any indication that either the then president or vice president gave any inappropriate directives to Merchant Bank. That's the most important thing. They sat with them, they listened to them, they sought explanation for everything that took place, but they did not give any inappropriate directive to the bank. They did not tell the bank not to go after engineers and planners for their money. They did not compel the bank to go ahead and provide a guarantee for them to take the facility from Africa Exim. They did not do any of those things. At best, they only listened to the two sides. They listened to engineers and planners, and they listened to the Merchant Bank, and they allowed them to go and try to resolve their matters in accordance with the laid down procedures of the bank. I am not aware of any directive that contravenes any of the laid down procedures of the bank or the laws of Ghana.
I'm saying that in view of the moral issues that people can raise, you suppose that perhaps on hindsight, the vice president then, who's not the president, could have said that, His Excellency had declined to chair this meeting or to sit in this meeting because of what the public might say.
He did not chair the meeting. I mean, he did not chair the meeting.
He was in that meeting.
He was brought in to listen to the discussions and to hear both sides of the story. I mean, don't forget that this is the vice president and there is a president. And you can't say that simply because he is a president and a party in this matter happens to be his brother, he cannot even sit in that meeting and listen to both sides, given that there's a higher authority in that meeting who will now be taking the decisions, and not he was not responsible for taking decisions at the meeting. So there's really no moral issue about any conflict of interest. There's absolutely none. Because he's not the one in charge of the meeting. He's not the one to take decisions at the meeting. He was being instructed to sit in that meeting also by that higher authority and to listen. And so he is there, he's listened. At the end of the day, the president gives his opinion on the matter, but that is just an opinion, and nobody gives the banks any instructions that are inappropriate.
I see. Now, my final question to you, and you know, somebody just wants to find out, why didn't, for instance, Tony Letta, I know you can't hold brief for Tony Letta, and maybe that is what is raising all these issues about, maybe if Tony Letta had petitioned the board instead of the presidency, it would have averted what appears to be, again, some controversy, another controversy that's surrounding this whole Merchant Bank Forties deal.
Well, I'm aware of what legal processes Tony Letta deployed to prosecute his client's case at that time. Whether or not they had appeared before the board, I'm not aware. It is possible that they had discussions with the board. It's not entirely unlikely that even before they got to a point where they felt they had to petition the National Security Advisor and the president at that time, that they would have made efforts at the level of the board and management and failed, and therefore thought that they should go to a higher authority. I think that that is logical. I'm not aware that they didn't do that, but I'm also not aware that they did that. But I believe that knowing Tony Letta, the lawyer that he is, he clearly would have been engaging with the board for a while to a point where he felt that ultimately he has to seek redress from what he believes to be a higher authority. So that is what I can say. For now, I think that we probably will want to find that out later. But it is most unlikely that they will just get up and go to the National Security Coordinator and petition when they haven't engaged with the book at all. I don't think that is likely at all.
Mm. Why is this coming up now, Honourable?
Well, that is what is surprising me. I don't see why, you know, meetings that were held to deal with a specific loan portfolio is coming up now. I just feel that people have lost the battle on the issue of whether or not the sale of Merchant Bank to Forties is appropriate, and they're just trying to raise all sort of issues. I mean, hoping that somehow they will be able to discredit the whole transaction. I mean, initially it was that first run had a better offer. I mean, that was proven not to be the case. Then the issue was that Forties did not have the capacity to take over Merchant Bank. Governor of the Bank of Ghana came out and debunked that and established that their judgment in the matter was well-founded. And now they are trying to create an impression that the transaction in which Merchant Bank is being offered for sale to Forties has something to do with the loan portfolio of His Excellency's brother. I think that is far-fetched. We have never, or the president has never in any way tried to stop Merchant Bank from collecting its loan. So I don't think that this is an issue at all.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're going to use the same reasons as to why somebody would want to finish, some reporters with documents about meetings that took place some time back. I'm sure you can give the same reasons.
Well, I'm surprised. I'm honestly very surprised that individuals who have custody of meetings, you know, at the level of the presidency would give those
to journalists.
I mean, it raises very serious issues because then you create problems for even ministers and etc. If they are meeting to discuss I have no doubt that the public has an interest in knowing, and they have a right to know that sometimes when you put out information in a way that distorts events, you know, the malice of it, in my opinion, is just not right.